On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to Carrie. She and her fiance were supposed to get married on August 22nd in Ireland. How cool, guys, right? Well, no worries. She is still getting married a year later. So 2021 is going to be the year of her wedding. But you have to tune into this podcast because she has created a business and it is really to help all the brides out there, especially the Corona brides. So listen to this one. You're going to be so inspired by her new business. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have a guest whose destination wedding was canceled due to COVID, but in return, it sparked a really neat business idea. Carrie, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Carrie, so tell us where your destination wedding was supposed to be.
So it was supposed to be in Ireland, just outside of Dublin, and it was supposed to be on August 22nd this year, and my whole family is from Ireland, so it was a kind of fitting place to get
so
married.
Neat.
Yeah, my fiance, since we've been together, I've taken him to Ireland about once. We've been together for about 5 years, and I've taken him to Ireland once a year. And when we got engaged, I asked him where he wanted to get married, and he said Ireland. And so my whole family was so happy.
That is so neat. Oh, my. Ireland. You know what is so funny about Ireland is I've interviewed two other brides, and they wanted to do their honeymoon in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful place. I highly recommend for a honeymoon or wedding. It's just so stunning.
Oh, so you have, so most of your family was already going to be in Ireland. Now, what about other guests? Were they going to be flying from the States to Ireland, or how many people were you thinking?
So it was actually going to be about 80% would be traveling to Ireland. We're kind of hoping for 100 guests. We had invited about like 160. And we were thinking, everyone kept saying yes. All of our friends love to travel. And so we got more yeses than we were expecting. So it was, we were thinking it was going to get to 120, which was a very good kind of return rate.
Yeah.
But then with everything happening, we made the decision to postpone to 2021. But yeah, we were shocked that so many people were willing to travel for us. And it was, most guests were traveling.
I love the fact that both of you wanted to, him be not having been to Ireland and then you taking him there. It just sounded like it was the perfect place and so special. So I totally agree with you saying, no, we're not going to just nix Ireland. We're going to wait a full year and do it in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I know with some of his family hadn't been to Ireland before, so they were very much like, well, you're still going through with it, but which was hard to hear.
it was
our dream, our venue, all of our vendors were really great about postponing. There was we really didn't lose any money. If we had canceled, we would have been out thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh.
So that would have been the hard part. So when explaining that to family, I think people are a lot more understanding of, you don't want to lose $10,000 in deposits and stuff
right.
like that.
And I think that's what so many people don't understand. It's like, even though no one can control COVID and no one can control this pandemic, they still have their rules in place and they can't be out money either. I think every single person has dealt with it. And we were surprised because we had to do the same thing, cancel our destination wedding. And it was like, wait a second, I'm not going to get my money back. Like, I can't control this, and it is a hard conversation to have and so hard to decide what to do. But so did your guest. So do you think you're still going to have all of your people? Are they just going to roll their flights over?
Everyone was able to get their money back and, for a full refund. I think they just had to wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But so that worked out for everyone. And I think that we will still have a pretty good turnout. We won't be disappointed if it's still 100 people. I think it might end up around there. And, our venue was great where if, because there's the price per person cost, of course. And there was initially like 100 person minimum that we had to meet, but our venue was great. If we don't meet the 100 minimum, we can just roll it into the bar tab and everyone have an even better time.
Oh, that's awesome. So let me ask you this. So everybody has passports and everybody was pretty much ready to roll.
Yes, I'd say pretty much ready to roll. There were a lot of family who actually hadn't booked flights. My family notoriously buys their flights last minute. So there was some people kind of like waiting when everything started happening in March. So since it all started happening in March with COVID, and then our wedding was at the end of August, I guess it was like 5 or 6 months that our family hadn't, everyone hadn't booked their flights, but it all ended up working out. So it was in April that we were discussing with our venue about our like alternate options. I'll say about like planning a destination wedding, I thought with Ireland it would be so much easier. That I live in Los Angeles, and in California there's just a million vendors for everything, like a million wedding planners and all that. So I felt like it was hard to kind of sift through with a California wedding, of just kind of finding all your vendors and that. And in Ireland there's a fewer to choose from, and I felt like it made the process a lot easier of planning a wedding. But then when postponing, having to get everyone's schedules to work, it was definitely more complicated with finding everyone, finding a new date for everyone to be able to execute our dream wedding. So that made it a bit difficult, but it ended up working out, so it got postponed a full year.
So y'all, instead of 8/22/2020, you're going to have 8/20/2021. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
First of all, let me just say that I kind of like the second date better.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, the first one I'm sure would have been great, but this second one's got a nice ring to it. I like it.
It does. It's a Friday. With the part about it being difficult to find a new date, when our planner kind of came back to us with a date that worked for all of our vendors, the first date they gave us was Friday the 13th of August, and we didn't want to get married on a Friday the 13th. And Irish people are hugely superstitious to begin with, so
not gonna happen, y'all.
So I went back and it was like, do you have any other dates? And they said Friday August 20th, and we were like, we'll take it.
That is so funny.
So that's kind of how it worked out.
You're like, this isn't a Halloween theme, guys. Like, this isn't funny.
Yeah. Like, please have another option.
So what is the name of your venue? I'm just curious because I'm dying to look it up, because
I can only
imagine how gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's called Cliff at Lyons, and it is about 30 minutes from Dublin city center. And it's a beautiful hotel. We wanted to get married on site, so we're gonna have a garden wedding, and the venue indoors for the dinner. There's like a waterfall behind you. It's just incredible. And it's like an old mill, and then they have a beautiful like little church on a little chapel on the venue, but it only fits about 20 people. So of course, being a Corona bride, you have to have multiple options. So we're hoping for the best, but hopefully we're not still in the same place we are right now this time next year. But if anything happens, Matt and I will just, you know, plant a lope in that little chapel on the beautiful venue in Ireland. So
you're like, please don't test me 2021. Like,
yes,
2020 was enough.
Yeah, I'm that person hoping that New Year's Eve, it just all goes away.
I know, right? The fireworks go off and it's done. Okay.
Yes.
I know. I hear you. So when did y'all actually get engaged?
We got engaged February 2019.
Awesome. Yeah. So you pretty much knew right away Ireland was the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It seems like March, April was really when everything hit. And I say it was really at the end of February that most of the brides, we've all kind of had the same story in terms of we had to make that decision come the beginning of March. And it is very interesting. Some people have completely done something different. That's what I had to do. But I love the fact that y'all are going to be patient. Like, love is patient, love is kind. We know the quote. And y'all are literally having to live by that for a whole nother year.
Yeah, definitely. I think just where we are in our life, that where I have friends who were supposed to get married in August, and but they really want to have a baby, so they're going to have their baby first, push off the wedding for a few years, and absolutely teach their own. I think with Matt and I, just where we are, where comfortable as is, we can be patient, and so I want to have the big party celebration where we're all enjoying, a pint in a pub in Ireland with our friends. So,
I mean, can I come to your wedding? Like, that's gonna be awesome.
absolutely. Yes.
That is so fun. So, okay, so speaking of everything with the Corona Brides, you had this business idea. So when did the idea of the mine company come to you, and can you tell us about it?
I started the mine company pretty much when I got engaged, and what it is a self-care brand for brides. But initially, when I started it, I really started with one product. When I got engaged, I really wanted to find a jewelry cleaner that I could use on the go. So I think most brides might be familiar with like the Dazzle Stick or Bling Brush. And I tried different cleaners. I wasn't really happy with the results. And I was always a person who was obsessed with Tide to Go pens, where you can get a stain out of your shirt. I was always the girl in the office with three Tide to Go pens in her
I love
purse. Yeah. So when
it.
I got engaged, I really wanted something that was just to that same effect. I wanted to keep my engagement ring really sparkling clean. And so I worked with a contract manufacturer and developed my product, Crystal Clear Carats. And so I sell that on my site, themindcompany.com, and on Amazon and Etsy. And it's going really well. And while I was in the midst of wedding planning, had some difficult times with family members, and then, of course, with coronavirus happening. And I had wanted to extend the brand and create more products, expand the product line. And then I was just kind of like relating to my audience of what is it like the brides really need right now. And with all the stress going on, it's like brides really need self-care. They need time out for themselves to really focus on becoming that like happy, glowing bride that they wanted to be. So, I'm working on my growing my product line right now. We have candles that are wedding inspired. They smells like I'm getting married.
Oh, I
And
love that.
yeah,
How
they're great.
cute.
We just introduced a champagne and peonies scented candle, and a garden ceremony scented candle that's with lavender. And they've actually been really great gifts that a lot of brides are sending right now to other Corona brides. And when I started the company, I had more of my audience was, myself, a bride, but I really didn't expect it to be such a great for gifting that it has turned into almost every purchase is a gift for another bride. So for any Corona brides out there, definitely love the smells like I'm getting married candles, and we have more to come. So I'm very excited about it.
I am so happy for you. Like, this is awesome. I mean, to think that this happened during a pandemic, this business idea, and you really just felt like the brides needed it. This is so cool. And let me ask you this. So, has creating this line helped you stay positive through the planning of your own wedding?
Absolutely. I definitely think it's important for brides to have other activities while going on while planning a wedding, so you don't turn it into a bridezilla. So having a business to focus on has been so exciting for me, and has helped me have fun with wedding planning and being in the wedding spirits, but giving me that other more than a hobby to focus on. So it's definitely been very exciting.
It is so crazy because this is honestly where I started Corona Brides. A podcast is something that I had wanted to do. I have a little bit of a radio and TV background. And so I was like, you know what, Jordy, you really need to get back into that. But what is going to be your niche? What is it going to be? Trying to find my audience. And at first, because I own a small business, so we have a lot in common, it sounds like. I thought about going in that direction. And then whenever I became a Corona Bride, I said, this is it. We've got to tell the stories. And then it's so interesting interesting how other people are Corona brides and they've actually come up with businesses during the pandemic. I love it. I think it's awesome.
I love it too. I love your podcast. Even after I have my wedding day, I will still be listening to it.
Oh, thank you so much. It makes me so happy, and it really has helped me stay positive. That's one thing, like my wedding planner said, how did you stay so positive through all of this? And I said, honestly, talking to other brides helped me. And in return, I really hope that it helped them too, and just help others that listen, even if they don't reach out. I think that it is definitely still helping. And at the end of the day, that's what we want. And that's why you created your line too, because I think it's so fun to be able to get that gift, and it was made like just for the Corona bride. I think it's so neat.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I want to bring them joy, because yes, need to find the silver linings in all of this.
Absolutely. And that is one thing that I think a lot of people, they may not realize, like we had to really, I mean, it was sad when we realized our dates weren't going to happen and our original wedding plan wasn't going to happen. And just the stressors of knowing, honestly, well, it was not knowing, you know, what do we do? How do we tell our guests? There were so many things. And I think that that's one thing that, you know, just to receive a little gift and just to know that someone is in the same shoes as you, it helps. Definitely.
I definitely think so. And yeah, I think no one else besides Corona brides know what it was like of making those decisions. And
yes,
I think everyone will say like hindsight is 2020. Oh, you could have done this different. But yeah, definitely have more power to the Corona brides.
More power. I love it. Well, what is your best selling product so far?
I would say that our Crystal Clear Carats pens, they're such like easy to buy on Amazon, and mm-hmm. people buy three at a time, kind of like myself with how That's I was awesome. With my Tie2Go pen. So those are great. And second would be the wedding cake candles that say smells like I'm getting married. They're very popular. They're a very cute pink iridescent candle with soy wax. And a lot of people do a combination gift of the pen and the candle. And
I think so. That's a wonderful gift. Like if I got that, like I would be so excited, even though I'm already married. I'm like, I need that pin, because people ask to see your ring all the time, right? When you just get engaged, absolutely. And after you've been married, they're like, let me see your ring. And I always like wipe it on my shirt first, which is yes. probably so tacky, but that's what I do.
Yeah. And I love with the brush, it can get in behind the stone. And so it works perfectly. And as I said before, that if most brides are familiar with the Dazzle Stick or Blink Brush, the beauty of our Crystal Clear Carats pen is that it's safe on all types of jewelry. And also it actually has twice as much solution and cleaner per pen than competitor products. So you're getting more bang for your buck with, you can use it twice as long.
That is so amazing. And so it's the Mine, MINE company. Now, do you have Instagram?
Yes. Okay. You can find us at the.mine.co.
Got it. Perfect. I like to be able to give those shout outs. That way people know. And then you also have the minecompany.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect. We got it. Now, can you tell us a little bit about some of the new products you might have coming, or some things that might be in the works?
Yeah. So we did have a CBD bath bomb called Bouquet Toss, and there's a lot of different just kind of more regulations on CBD products right now. So we had to remove it from our site. So I will say to listeners, we do have about 40 left. So I'm giving them away for free. So if you want to use the promo code bonus gift on themindcompany.com, you'll get a surprise bouquet toss in your order.
So, wow. That is awesome.
Yeah. So for next products coming, I will be creating more of a bath tea, and we'll have no CBD in it, but a more luxurious bath product, because I really want brides to have time away for themselves. And when you're in a bath, that is a great time for yourself. You can just ignore all the wedding drama.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. you can light your candle and have a bath, soothing bath for yourself. So we have bath products on the way, and then we're going to get into skincare. And so I'm definitely excited for that. So more to come, but we're, you know, a small bootstrap company. So starting slow, but love all the support we can get to expand the Mine Company.
I mean, this is great. It sounds like all of your products are just amazing, and just everything that you do, I love that it ties together, like getting in the bath, lighting the candle, you know, using the tea, the balm. Like, this is just, I'm really inspired by you. I think this is great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited. I love the branding that's coming. We're going to have more branded boxes for brides, so that, you know, brides get really excited as soon as their box arrives on their doorstep. So,
and it is exciting. Yeah. And when it's pretty, it's, ooh, it's even more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that so much. So let me ask you this. What would be your best advice to brides right now that are, whether they're planning a wedding, they're about to have their wedding, or they postponed a year later, just like you, what would be the best advice to get through this time?
I think with getting through this time, my best advice is that you just have to be your own cheerleader. I find it like really easy to just get bogged down with other people's opinions, and you just have to trust your gut and do what you want. It's your day and your memories. So everyone's going to have their own opinion, but you just have to be you and be your own cheerleader and have the day that you want. Everyone else will get over their thoughts, but it's your memories. So just focus on you.
I love that, because really it is so true. At the end of the day, you have to tell yourself, when I look back in 20 years, what am I going to want to remember? You know, and you're not going to want to think about, oh, it was stressful. No, like, you want to be happy. You want to remember the beautiful time that you shared being engaged. And like, for y'all, y'all have a whole nother year of engagement, but I already can tell just by like the cheeriness in your voice, like, you're going to make the most of it. And you are, you've created a business out of it. So I feel like with some of the negatives having to change, there's been so many positives. And I think people do need to really try to focus on those things and just remember that it is about them. It's their day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good. So now what about, okay, so Ireland next year, will y'all do your honeymoon in Ireland, or do y'all have other plans for honeymoon?
I think our honeymoon plans, they're kind of on hold. We'll see how it goes. We were originally planning to go to Majorca, an island in Spain, in the Mediterranean. Oh, wow. And so I feel like I had mostly planned the wedding. I had let my fiance plan the honeymoon. We were still so excited for that. So we may still do that, but I guess we'll just have to see how things go. With how different countries are handling coronavirus. So it may end up changing, but we'll definitely be in Europe somewhere. We are obviously very familiar with Ireland, so we feel very safe there. So if anything, Matt and I know how to make the most of it, and we'll have a honeymoon in Ireland.
I mean, I think you can't go wrong with that. You're already going to be there. I think that's so awesome. So sounds like y'all have an amazing plan. And like I said, I cannot wait to check out that venue. I've never been to Ireland, but it's a place that I've always wanted to go, and it sounds beautiful. Your whole wedding plan, your ideas, everything. I think it's going to absolutely turn out just how you want it to.
Thank you. I know it will. Thank you.
Yes. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being on with us today. And once again, guys, go to themindcompany.com, and then they can also find you on Amazon and Etsy and Instagram, right?
Correct. Perfect.
That's awesome. Well, guys, Carrie, thank you so much for being on with us, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Jordy.
All right. Bye, Carrie.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Corona Brides. And y'all, I just can't say it enough. I'm so excited for Carrie and her new business. Myself, being a small business owner, I get really, really excited whenever people have an idea and it comes to life. And I think that's exactly what she did. And it was probably a really hard time thinking, I have to change my wedding. We're supposed to get married in Ireland. Everybody had already booked their flights. And then this business idea came to her, and it is just amazing. A self-care line for brides, especially during a time like this, just, it's absolutely perfect. And she's expanding it. That is what's so cool. This is going to be something that is around for a really long time. And I think it's so neat that it actually came to her during the pandemic. I can't wait to check out the venue. And I'm going to have to stalk her on Instagram so I can see a year later all the beautiful pictures of Ireland, because that just sounds absolutely amazing. So guys, hope you enjoyed that episode. I'm sure that you did. And I want you to note, Carrie actually reached out to me. She reached out to me, and I have another bride that I'm going to be interviewing next week that reached out to me. So if you are listening right now, definitely reach out. You can reach out on the Anchor app, or you can find me at Jordy, S-H-E-P, Shep, which was my old last name, but I'm not going to change my Instagram. Send me a message if you want to share your story as well, because a lot of these brides, they relate to each other, and it just really helps them. So anyway, definitely reach out and go and buy something from her. Her website again is themindcompany.com. All right, bye guys.